Hi there. The word for you today is words or action. In 1 John 3, verse 18, we read, "Let us not love with words, but with actions." You know what? We've got to care about people's spiritual and practical needs. You know, it's hard for someone to grasp the concept of God's love if they don't know where their next meal is coming from or where they'll sleep tonight. Ever think about that? Food pantries worldwide are seeing a dramatic upsurge in emergency requests. Volunteer Cindy Crosby writes, and I quote, "Each client is as different as the patterns in a kaleidoscope. Retirees, the mentally ill, single mothers, young men fallen on hard times, and not everyone is grateful. Some are angry. Some refuse eye contact. Some leave without saying more than a few words. If you volunteer just to feel good about yourself, you'll give up. Lofty ideals shatter like stained glass pelted by rocks. It's the success stories that stick. The refugee mother whose son went on to Harvard on a scholarship. The woman who thanked me more times than I could count. The mother of six who showed palpable relief because that month she could feed her family. I remember Jesus' words. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Now, when I think of hunger, I see faces, and that has made all the difference. Let's be honest. It's a lot easier to love in theory than in reality, especially when it comes to people who are difficult or different. But genuine love, which is God's love, isn't defined by what feels good or bad. God already set that standard. Let me read it to you. 1 John 3, verse 7. "If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Let us not love with words, but in actions."